Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 122. Visible translated text is as follows. 189 Duction for April 18th, 19th, 22nd, and 23rd. But he had omitted the entry for the 24th, and the 24th not being there. Of course, it was not totaled or headed, so it became necessary to look in this bunch of daily reports. Defendants Exhibit 4, A, 4B, 4C, 4 days, which was filled in every day by the packing forelady, sort out the various pencils used on there, and place them in their proper places. Before proceeding further on that, I want to call your attention to the fact that we use this sheet, Defendants Exhibit 7, for 2 weeks. You notice 2 weeks ending down there, April 27th, April 17th, and one ending the week later. April 24th, Mr. Schiff, I notice put April 17th at the top and the date corresponds to the entries here on the side. These are the dates alongside of each entry. Now, where we have any special pencil, as a general rule, for instance, take 210X Special up there. We manufacture 210X Special for the Cadillac Motor Company. Now, there is a sure 210X Special for the Cadillac Motor Company. Now, there is another 660X Special, Defendants Exhibit 7. That 660X pencil we call Panama. But in this entry, it is called Cracker Jack. Now, here is another 660X Special, Defendants Exhibit 7. Ours being Panama, and this the universal 660X Special. In other words, gentlemen, we put the name of the customer if he wants business in a sufficient quantity. Well, I had to go through this report for Thursday, Defendants Exhibit 4A, handed in by Miss Flowers, the forelady of the packing department, as she said, on Friday. I had to go through it and make the entries. Now, after I made the entries, I had to total each number for itself. That is, the number of 10X, 20X, 30X, etc. Now, I noticed that both of the expert accountants who got on the stand pointed out two errors. While those errors are trivial, yet there is enough of human pride in me to explain that those errors were not mine. Those errors, one of 1.5 gross and one of 1 gross, in totaling up these totals here on the 18th and 19th. Those entries were made by Mr. Schiff. I don't expect he meant to make an error, but they happened to be in his handwriting. Those totals were already down there for the various days when I got the sheet, and I always take them as correct without my checking of his figures. The only figures that I check are my own figures. I add my correct figures to his figures, and of course, not having checked his figures, I had to assume he entered it correctly, so I would not have known it. As I say, my usual method is to take his figures as correct per se. Now, after I entered them in the total, the next thing I did was to make out the job sheet. The job or throwouts. Now, in regard to these jobs, if I recall it correctly, was the only error that the expert accountant found in my work on the financial sheet for that day. But it really was not an error, as I will show you. He didn't know my method of doing that, and therefore, he could not know the error. When I explain to you fully the method in which I arrived at these figures, you also will see they are not in error. Now, among the packing reports that are handed into the office, just like Miss Essie May handed this, Defendants Exhibit 4A, in from the packing room proper, there is another room where pencils are packed, viz., the department under the foreladyship of Miss Fanny Atherton, head of the job department. The jobs are our seconds or throwouts.